Hello, this is my Lenten diary for Friday, February the 28th, 2020. Today is the Friday after Ash Wednesday. This is a reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's lovely, isn't it? And you may have been saying to yourself as I was reading that, easy for you to say, Paul. You're not living in our day and time. You're not living with all of the anxiety. The anxiety about health issues and a worldwide virus that in the last couple of days has taken its toll on the various financial markets around the world. Obviously, Paul, you're living in an ivory tower. You don't know about the gun violence that affected families all over the United States this week and also affected in a very real way 5 victims in a workplace shooting here in Milwaukee. Paul, you must have lost your ever-loving mind if you ever had any. Rejoice. We don't have time to rejoice. There is lots of illness and violence and anger and hatred, and there is so much wrong in the world. How dare you even suggest and put it in the imperative, rejoice? I can understand why hearing Paul's words may seem a bit like pie in the sky. And I think it's also helpful for us to remember that when Paul wrote his letter to the Philippians, he was doing so while he was in prison, literally in chains for his preaching of the gospel. This past Wednesday at the Ash Wednesday liturgy, we heard Paul talk about some of his sufferings in the letter, the second letter to the Corinthians, about being mistreated and preaching the gospel in all sorts of conditions, favorable and unfavorable, about the physical trials, about the pain and the agony of spreading the message of good news. And here he is from prison, telling a beloved congregation that has plenty of things in its own world to be anxious about, trust God. Rejoice. Rejoicing is not denial. Rejoicing is not putting on a happy face. Rejoicing is not being Pollyanna or pretending that if we all just smile and hold hands and get along, everything will be all right. This isn't Paul singing the first century version of Don't a Worry, Be Happy. No, Paul's exhortation to rejoice is coming from a place of deep knowing, a connection to the risen Christ that empowers him in the midst of all of the circumstances that surround him. And I love the line that happens right after he says rejoice. Let your gentleness, he says to the Philippians, be known to everyone. In times of stress and anxiety, in times of pain and difficulty, in times when people are so fractured and so on edge, a little gentleness go a long way. We can do this not because we have to fake it till we make it, but because we are following in the footsteps of someone who has known pain and suffering, who literally stretched out his arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of his saving embrace. As we head into this first weekend of Lent, it seems to me that Paul's exhortation to rejoice is a very pertinent one. It's altogether too easy to be miserable, to be anxious, to be upset, to be mad. And none of those very real human emotions, there's no reason for us to deny them, but none of those emotions will heal our world. What will heal our world is for people who follow Jesus to continue to be people of gentleness and who continue, in the face of all of the evidence to the contrary, continue to rejoice in the resurrected one. Paul had it right. The Lord is near. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. We pray, O Lord, that as we grapple with our own limitations, our own tragedies, our own difficulties, that we would not lose sight that even though we are dust and to dust we will return, we would not lose sight of the glory which is about to be revealed in us, the glory that you have bestowed upon us through the waters of baptism, and that you have assured us through the resurrection of your Son, our Savior, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.